Today marks the feast of St. Joseph the Worker. Veronica Scaresbrick spoke to the Vicar General of the Archdiocese of Liverpool, Vincent Malone, about this mainstay of the Holy Family.
Apart from, well, they would probably say, well, he was a carpenter, wasn't he? We're not quite sure what that means, an artisan of some kind. Some people conclude from that he lived a fairly impoverished life, and others say no, to be a carpenter in that time was a skilled task, and he must have been a middle-class sort of family father. So plenty of room for speculation, but the key fact that his earthly job, as far as we can understand it, was to be the mainstay of the Holy Family. And I guess that for most people, they don't think of Joseph apart from the Holy Family. They don't think of, well, what did he do on his day off or when he wasn't with the Holy Family? We haven't any idea of that. There are two feasts, of course, the main one being the one you've mentioned, the 19th of March. But then he's also honoured on the 1st of May, which is a more recent feast, to give a focus, I suppose, to Workers' Day. That was only in Pius XII's time that the 1st of May was made into the feast of St. Joseph the Worker and underlined as the patronage of those who, I suppose, they're living by manual labour.
Which goes back to what you were saying earlier about him being a carpenter, or seen as a carpenter anyway.
Yeah. It's hard to estimate, you know, what is devotion, but I suppose the fact that it's a very popular name still, you know, that many boys will be called Joseph, despite the inroads of more contemporary heroes, I suppose indicates some residual devotion to that Joseph.
And of course, our Pope's name is Joseph.
Joseph Ratzinger, yes.